We thank you for listening to our morning devotional. You are welcome to also just get a piece of bread or cracker and some juice or water and some olive oil and join us for communion as we lay hold and receive renew in us and for our lives the blood covenant the Lord has made for us. How great thou art, O Lord, and blessed be the name of the Lord, both now and forever. For you are worthy to be praised. Your grace is abounding, and your mercy is known this very morning, this very day. Go ahead, Anna. And we lift you up, serving you, O God, is a privilege. I'm gonna lift you up, Lord, we glorify you. And we lift you up, serving you, O God, is a privilege. I'm gonna lift you up, Lord, we glorify you. And we lift you up, serving you, O God, is a privilege. I'm gonna lift you up. Lord, we glorify you, and we lift you up. Serving you, O God, is a privilege. I'm gonna lift you up. 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 Hallelujah. Oh, I thank you, my Lord Jesus, that because we, this Scatterbound family, our souls and ministries, have acknowledged you before men. You also have acknowledged us before your Father in heaven and his angels. Our Father, who art in the heavens and in us, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom, O Lord, has come, and your will, your word be done on this earth as it is in heaven. I thank you for having given us this day our daily bread, and every spiritual blessing in the heavens, in Christ, in us, and forgiven us our trespasses, as we also have forgiven those who trespass against us. And you lead us not into temptation, but hast delivered us from the evil one, and consecrated us in your truth. Your word of love is truth. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. And because I belong to you, Father love, mine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. It is in the name of your Son, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whom I have redemption, the forgiveness of sins to the thousand generations, Father love. I thank thee. Amen. Search my heart, Lord, and see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me into the way everlasting. For I have hidden your word in my heart, that I may not sin against you. I cast down any idle word I have spoken. They shall not bring any harvest in my life, or anybody else's life. And I forgive, Father love, if I have aught against any, and I receive my forgiveness from all sins and my cleansing from all unrighteousness through the precious blood of the Lamb. Set a guard over my mouth, Lord, keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart be drawn to what is evil. Don't let me so much as dream of evil or thoughtlessly fall into bad company, that I take part in wicked deeds along with those who are evildoers. Do not let me eat the delicacies of those who do wrong, but let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord, my rock and my Redeemer. Amen. Thanking you, Father, Lord, that the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. My Lord Jesus has come so that we may have life and have it more abundantly, in abundance to the full till it overflows. So restore, Lord, unto us the joy of our salvation. For you know the plans you have for us, Lord, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans to give us a future and a hope. Glory, glory, glory to God in the highest. And on earth, Father, Lord, we have received and are enjoying peace, goodwill toward us, on whom your favor rests. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in him. Excuse me. For today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of good fortune. Lord, I beseech you, Lord, send now prosperity. Reverse, recover, reveal, renew, redeem, reinstate, replace, repair, release, regenerate, restore, Lord, restore. For my Lord Jesus, you are my Savior. My Lord, my King and my faithful High Priest, my Redeemer. You are my Good Shepherd, my Intercessor, my Friend, my Blood Brother, my Bridegroom. You are the Lord of the Harvest, the Lord God of hosts. So I shall live and not die to proclaim the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, praise the Lord, for he is good. His grace is abounding and his mercy, his chesed love, his tender loving care, tender loving kindness is watching over me throughout this day and forevermore, being willing and ready, ready and willing to act on my behalf at any given time. His driving passion to deliver me. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free, free from the law of sin and death. And says the Lord my God to me, you, my Rose, are my beloved daughter. With you I am well pleased. You are always with me, my beloved, and all that I have is yours for your enjoyment and for my good pleasure. Excuse me, and for my good pleasure. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. I take pleasure in your prosperity. No good things will I withhold from you, my beloved daughter, for I love you. In Christ, I have given you the nations as your inheritance and the ends of the earth as your possession. You will break them. You will rule them with a rod of iron. You will dash them to pieces like pottery. Arise, go forth and shine in splendor, my beloved daughter, for in Christ your light has come, and the glory of the Lord be upon you, to worship, to serve, to be willing, be ready, and whatever the Lord your God tells you, do it. The Lord be in you, his holy temple. Silence before him, all the earth, for you are mine, my beloved Rosa. You are mine, my very own special treasured possession. I was slain, and with my blood, my life, I have ransomed. I purchased you for God and have made you a kingdom and priest for our God. Thus reign, on the earth. Be holy as he is a holy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Atro sole meshe, esh, andarato glorieshe, Irisuru miashi. Atarasa la miashi. Endarasa. Remember, be not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. First to the Jew, then to the Gentile. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith, from first to last, just as it is written, the just shall live by faith, by the word of God, and the leading of the Holy Spirit. So walk by faith, do the word of God, and be led by the Holy Spirit, and not by your sensory mechanisms. I am presenting you to myself, the church in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. You be holy, spirit, soul, and body without blemish, for creation awaits with eager expectation the revelation of you, the sons and daughters of love, and the gates and power of hell shall not prevail against this plan of the Lord God Almighty. It is those who are being led by the Holy Spirit who are the sons and daughters of love, says the Lord my God to me. Praise the Lord. I have pleaded the blood of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thus for my disobedience, my pride and my arrogance, all those curses that were reserved for me for the rest of my life came on my Lord Jesus Christ and overtook him on that cross. For according to the law, in fact, nearly everything must be purified with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Thus my Lord Jesus shed his blood and gave me life in abundance to the full till it overflows unto eternity with the Lord, my God. I keep a repentant heart before the Lord, my God, receiving exhortation from the word of God through the anointing I receive from him who remains in me. So behold, the glory is here for me. For in Christ I have won, I have overcome, and conquered. Thus, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Atoroso mingarata yeshe. Iresoro miyasha. Mandarato kuro yeshe. Andarato romiyashe. Isaramata yeshe. Orosoro miyashe. Thank you, honey. So under the precious blood of the Lamb, of the cross of Christ, by what's this says? By Holy Ghost, resurrection, a fire, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, arise, go forth and shine in. And shine in splendor, I, God's beloved daughter. For in Christ my light has come, and the glory of the Lord be upon me, to worship, to serve, to be willing, be ready. And whatever the Lord my God tells me, I do it. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon me, and his glory appears over me. Nations will come to my light, and kings to brightness of my dawn. I lift up my eyes and look about me. All assemble and come to me. My sons come from afar, and my daughters are carried, excuse me, on the hip. Then I look and be radiant. My heart throb and swell with joy. The wealth on the seas are being brought to me. To me, the riches of the nations are coming. They will be accepted as offering on the altar of the Lord, and the Lord will adorn his glorious temple. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit, of the Holy Ghost. As it is written, he changes the times and seasons. He removes kings and establishes them. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. Praise the Lord. Excuse me.